Good morning, America. This is the Catch Bound Table. John Katz Matidis here, Sunday morning. We got ourselves a big mess in Washington, and nobody knows which way it's going. But we have one smart guy with us. We have Senator Tom Patton, and he's in the middle of it. And good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, John. It's good to be on with you. I'm doing well. I was down at CPAC last week with a lot of great conservatives from all across the country, and I'm glad to be speaking to you now.
And tell us, what is the pulse of the situation in Washington?
Well, things are not good right now in Washington, John, because you have a Biden agenda that is extremely unpopular that they're trying to run through. I mean, especially when you look at the immigration agenda. I mean, we have record numbers of unaccompanied migrant children showing up at our border in February, right after a deep freezing winter storm. Well, imagine what it's going to be in 60 days from now if the Biden administration doesn't reverse course, doesn't reimpose some of the Trump-era immigration policies. This is an urgent priority for our country, and if Joe Biden doesn't, then I think the Democrats are going to pay the price for it at the ballot box.
Well, there's so many people on the borders, and I believe in immigration. My family was immigrants. I believe in immigration, but I think you have to have checks and balances who's coming and going, and not just have anybody just coming through.
Yeah, John, that's right. I mean, the Biden administration is literally tracking down illegal immigrants in Mexico that the Trump administration turned around and bringing them back to the border and letting them go. I mean, that's not catch and release. That's recruit and release. Likewise, if you want to fly into JFK or Newark Airport, you got from overseas, you got to have a coronavirus test, but not if you want to cross at our southern border. What we need is an immigration system that has our borders under control, that makes sure that people leave when their visas are expired, that turn off the magnet of jobs at the workplace for illegal immigrants, and then we can address some of the other parts of our immigration problems.
And I think everybody does agree with you. We want immigrants. We want to have an immigration policy, but we can't be on the blind where people just come and go, and we don't know who's coming and going.
Yeah, that's totally right, John, especially when you're in the middle of a global pandemic and when we saw terribly, tragically, drug overdose deaths last year reach a new high with many of those drugs coming across our southern border.
The other big item in a lot of cities and a lot of countries is the minimum wage, where I do believe that the minimum wage has to come up, but we have 50 states and all 50 states are different. There's a different cost of living in Arkansas or Alabama. There's a different cost of living in New York City. So what are you guys doing?
Yeah, that's right, John. You know, a lot of states have increased their minimum wage in recent years, and that'll reflect the regionality of our economy. Obviously, the cost of living in New York City is a lot higher than it is in, say, you know, rural Idaho. But one bill I've introduced with Mitt Romney and Rob Portman, Shelley Moore Capito, Susan Collins, I think we'll get more Republican senators, is a bill that would link a higher minimum wage, $10, that goes into effect after the pandemic is over and over a number of years, with the E-Verify system, which is the way we verify that workers are hiring legal workers for their jobs. So we call it the Higher Wages for American Workers Act, because we want to see American workers get a pay raise, but we want to make sure that money goes to American workers. And that's not just horse trading. That's not just giving us something we want, giving the Democrats something we want. Obviously, if wages go up, there's going to be more incentive for unscrupulous employers to hire illegal immigrants. So we want to make sure that we have the systems in place to ensure that all those pay raises go to Americans.
Well, I think coming up with the right system is very, very important. What other things would you like to talk to the American people about?
Well, you know, John, one thing I want to point out is it's been a tough year for America. China unleashed this plague on the world. However, thanks to the leadership of the Trump administration and the money and resources Congress provided last year to Operation Warp Speed, we now have three highly effective vaccines. And I want to encourage all of your listeners, if you're eligible for the vaccine in your state and your community, please go out and get it. Because I think we could be not months, but just weeks from getting back to the point where we can have our schools open, we can get back to work, we don't have to wear masks, we don't have to keep our distance from each other, and the summer could look like the summer of 2019. What's vital is that people get vaccinated when they are able to get vaccinated. And again, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, everyone who wants a vaccine should be able to get one, probably in just 2 or 3 months.
The other thing is we have President Biden passing laws and passing things for our country and bypassing the Congress and the Senate. And he's actually done more executive orders that all the previous presidents put together just about. Why is he bypassing Congress?
Well, he knows that a lot of his actions are unpopular, like opening our borders and ending the restrictions on immigration during the pandemic, because we don't want to be exposing more of our communities to coronavirus. Some of the actions he's taken related to schools and keeping them closed. He knows that all those things are unpopular. You know, in our system, Congress has delegated too much power, in my opinion, to the president, but we still have a lot of power left. So when it comes to things like Nancy Pelosi's blowout spending bill or immigration legislation, that's when Congress can put our foot down. We can say that we're not going to go along with this radical agenda. Another thing that I do is try to highlight to my friends who are attorney generals across the country where they might successively bring lawsuits against the Biden administration to protect not only their own people, but to protect the American people. And we've already had some success in that. For instance, the Biden administration lost a major immigration case last week down in Texas.
We've got a couple of minutes left. What else do you think is happening and that the American people should know about?
Well, you know, you saw the airstrikes in Syria early Friday morning, and those were necessary. I'm not sure that they were sufficient, though, and that's because since January 20th, Iran has been probing America's willpower in the region. You know, for 4 years, Iran had no doubt that America would defend herself, most notably when President Trump directed the killing of Qasem Soleimani, who was Iran's terrorist mastermind. What Joe Biden needs to do is to make it completely clear to the Ayatollahs in Tehran that if any American is harmed at the hand of an Iranian proxy in the Middle East, there will be serious consequences to pay. If he returns to the negotiating table without making that perfectly clear, the results could be even more disastrous than they were in 2015.
One additional fact that has come over the last few days, Nancy Pelosi's speaker was very upset that President Biden attacked certain forces in Syria without even telling her. What say you about that?
Well, I think those two Democrats need to work out their problems between themselves, John. I'm not privy to all the details of why the president authorized the strike at the exact moment he did or when he consulted with Nancy Pelosi. It may have been a quick target of opportunity. You know, it's probably best practice to notify congressional leadership as quickly as possible. But without more of the facts, I can't adjudicate that dispute between two leading Democrats. So I hope they work out their differences.
There's some Democrats want a movement to take away the nuclear codes from the president. I mean, what the heck is that all about?
I don't know. It doesn't reflect very well for the Democrats' opinion about Joe Biden. But obviously, we only elect one person to be our commander-in-chief, and especially on something as consequential as the nuclear launch codes, we cannot have an executive branch run by committee.
I agree with you 110%. Well, Senator Cotton, thank you so much for coming on this Sunday morning and letting all the American people pick your brain and what's going on in Washington, because a lot of people are just confused.
Sure thing, John. It's always good to be on with you.
Well, God bless you. God bless America, and we do need some help from God in Washington. And let's catch up again real soon.
Thank you very much.
This is the Cast Roundtable. We'll be right back.